I'm asking the, the politicians to try their best not to discard these people and push them to the margins, but to engage with them, to see if they can find common ground with them, and to search out anything in them which might be upright and reasonable, so that we can have a better and more peaceful future.
And we have seen a number of politicians already discard these people. We've seen politicians call them enemies of Derry.
Yes, and that's understandable why people would say that, because what they all they've offered Derry so far is confusion and pain and sorrow. And my appeal originally was to say to them, look, can you not see what you're doing to the people of this community? Appealing to their better nature, if there is a better nature there, and making clear at all stages that I don't support violence in any shape or fashion, that it's counterproductive. At the same time, they say that while I have a right to hold them accountable, that the forces of law and order also have to be held accountable. And they claim, now I don't know if there's any truth in these allegations, but they claim that they are being abused by the police. And whenever I was asked to listen to their stories of abuse, I had a choice to make. Will I say, yes, I will listen, or I won't listen? It would have been very hard of me to say that I wouldn't listen, because that would say that I don't care. This is more a passive response for me in my behalf. I don't intend to engage in politics. I leave the world of politics for the politicians. All I'm doing is simply saying that as a priest, the church does care, because a lot of them would have a very disillusioned view of the church.